You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Hey, this is Jason Crosson from the band Crosson, all the way from Sydney, Australia. Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Really appreciate your time. It's a great opportunity to speak with you. I know you're busy and with this new album that's come out, and it's really, really great. The music is just it blew me away. You know, it quick story. It sent me back into the 70s when I saw Kiss for the first time. And in all honesty, they were opening up for Black Sabbath. And I went to see Black Sabbath because I was a big fan. I'm like, oh, I got to sit through this other band. And Kiss blew me away. I could not believe the stage presence and the theatrics and the music. It was just great. And I've been a fan for 50 years, I guess. So,
right. Okay. Well, you can blame them for everything we do.
Oh no, I'll give them credit for that. That's a great thing. And, you know, I know this new album, is just out fairly recently. Am I correct?
Yeah. 13th of June, the digital version dropped and the vinyl.
Wow. Okay.
So just last year, 2 weeks ago, is it 2 weeks? 2 weeks. Wow. That went quick.
Yeah. It was, I was assigned to do this, that review, as you know.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Those very, very kind words.
More than deserving for you. Believe me, my friend, you blew me away, and I've been listening to music every single day now, since I started doing this. So, just great stuff. And,
thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about the album? How did it go smoothly? Did you have complications? Anything involved in that?
Oh, look, the thing is, every time you do an album, you've got to try and make the next one better. Better production. You don't, and my problem, and I guess, you don't want to repeat yourself. We call it the rat syndrome. You don't want every album sounding the same. So that's also a thing we've got to look at. And, you know, I might come up with something. I think, oh, great, this is great. And then one of my kids will say, hold on, you used that bit in that song 3 albums ago. And I'll go damn, I did. All right, back to the drawing board.
That's funny. Wow.
So, yeah. It was just trying new sounds and getting Eric Martinson on board. I'm not sure if he's known in the US, but he's very well known in the melodic rock sector in Europe. He's with a band called Eclipse, and he also writes and produces another thing with Jeff Scott Soto's called Wet. So he's a quite a well-known producer as well as an artist as well. Mm. And I just always admired his work. And then they were in Australia touring, and it was called Glam Fest. So it was like a traveling rock and roll circus with Faster Pussycat and Enough's Enough and Wednesday 13, and Eclipse were on it. And because I was sort of involved in it as well, I ended up being their tour manager. So we became friends, and then I said, man, I want you to mix our next album. And then 18 months later, he did. So it all sort of fell into place.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Do you have a favorite song off that album, or they're all the same to you?
Oh, look, I do like performing Guilty of Rock. I guess it's that In Your Face anthem. That, you know, I knew the title would rub people up the wrong way as well. But it's not just we're not talking about ourselves. We're talking about the lovers of this genre of music who, you know, it's had its ups and downs, and we've stood by it. Just like being a Kiss fan, they've gone through their turmoil and their highs and their lows. But, you know, as a Kiss fan, you've stuck through them thick and thin.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, so if you're a lover of this genre, you're guilty of rock.
Right. That's a great way. That's the first time I've ever heard that, but that's very original. I like that. That's
well, good. We try and the last few albums, like, we try and incorporate the word rock into our album titles. I know it's quite cheesy, but AC/DC did it a lot, so we thought, you know, let's see how far we can push the envelope.
Sure. Yeah, they've been su pretty successful, I'd say. Yeah, through the years. Well, that is excellent. One thing I noticed, like I started watching some of your videos and the theatrics, and just incredible. And I can just imagine like the energy that you put in on your live show. And it's got to be really difficult. You're not just playing music. You definitely have a routine up there, and there's a lot going on. Have you had any issues doing that? Does it take a lot of your time? And I know you're a family man, so it must take, obviously some of that time away from your family.
From day one, it's been like that. I've always wanted to. If we go back to the whole Kiss thing, like Paul Stanley said, he wanted they put the band together. They wanted to see. Well, that was what we wanted to do. I just don't. To me, you know, someone's saying, "Oh, and then here's our next song, and this is about that's not for us." From the second we start to the second we finish, it's a show. It's tight. It's choreographed. There's no gaps. We don't want people looking at their watches saying, "Oh, when's the next band on?" And that's so we had the basically the musicians rehearsed. We rehearsed. I rehearsed with the musicians, and then the girls do their thing, and then we put it all together. So every like we've I guess we have to change choreography or do new choreography for a song. It's not a matter of just learning a new song. We have to learn. We have to get costumes for that song. We have to blend it in with the show. So there's a bit of work involved, but you know, it's two separate things that we merge together, and that's the whole idea of it, is so we can entertain. That's what we're about. Not only about the music, but it's also about let's give these people a spectacle that they can go home and give them something they'll never forget.
Yeah, it really, like I said, it just really impressive. I've checked the sites and your website obviously, but on YouTube, and I've definitely caught a few videos. And that live show in Sydney that we had talked about previously, and it was just just it was so good. I just going there as a fan of rock and watching the show and leaving, and like you said, you would be talking about that for a few days and looking forward to the next show from your band, because it's just fabulous, really, really good stuff. And I say that because I mean it, but
Thank you, thank you.
very impressive. Now I have kind of a strange question maybe to you, but I was wondering about, because we look at musicians and we wonder, okay, whether they're, who's their influence? Like, and I know you've mentioned some bands, and I know Kiss was a big part of your life as far as getting into music or whatever, but like really getting into it a little deeper, like your favorite guitarist, bass player, keyboard. Do you have people that you really look forward to seeing maybe and listening to?
I guess I'm a being a frontman, I admire the frontmen, and they're the people I've studied over the years. You know, it's the Paul Stanleys, the David Lee Roths, the Ozzys, those with a lot of energy. Obviously, I'd love to have their voices, but I've got my own technique, because you know, obviously it's my range and how I sound. But as far as presence go, you know, I'm not a guitar guy, but I know great guitarists like George Lynch and Yngwie. I mean, these guys blow me away, and Eddie Van Halen. But yeah, I've my focus on the front guys and say, "Ooh, I like the way he's done that." I'm obviously Tobias from Ghost now. I've seen them a few times, and what I'll do is I'll watch a band and go, "Oh, I might steal a bit of that from him. Thank you very much," and steal a little bit.
Right. Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, that's how we learn, you know.
That's
We
it.
all.
Yeah, you take it all, and what I sort of how I explain Crosson is you get a blender and you throw in, obviously Kiss, 80s glam rock. You throw in Star Wars and Benny Hill and Lost in Space, and you turn the blender on and then pour it out, and out we come.
Wow, excellent. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's yeah, I mean I personally when I was listening to some of your music and I went through the album and you know, song by song and I'm okay, he sounds like Paul Stanley from Kiss. I hear that. And then I all of a sudden I hear David Bowie in there also and I'm hearing all these different, you know, not just ranges so much, but just like I guess style, for lack of a better term. You know, and it's just great because there are a lot of vocalists out there, you know, and I give credit to all of them because I know how tough music is. And but you really, you know, you kind of change your voice almost, and it's just really impressive the way you do it. I was totally impressed with how you changed, and then you know, you mellow out a little bit, put a little Meatloaf, Jim Steinman type of, you know, a little more sensitive type thing, and then you can really rock it and scream it too. So, just a
Oh,
great job,
I've always
dude.
thought that that's been always I thought that's my weakest link, but every singer hates their voice, right?
Right.
It's just one of those things. Yeah, I don't think, and I don't know if I've said I'm going to try and be this person or that person. It took a while to find. It takes a while to find. When you're a kid, oh, I want to try and sound like Vince Neil. I want to try and sound like Ronnie. At the end of the day, you find your own voice. And you know, sometimes I'll be in the studio, and Jack, our engineer, will go, "Bowie that one a little bit, will you?" Okay, so I'll drop it down a little bit, and
You know, that's a talent. I mean, a lot of vocalists can't do that, and so it's really appreciated when you hear someone that's able to do that. I mean, they're like I said, I like most bands, but some of them, you know, it's pretty straight and narrow. You know what you're going to get from song number one to song number 10 or 12. But you change it up quite a bit, and it's it keeps everything interesting. And then, like I said, with the theatrics and everything else, I mean, it's 100% winner. It really is. It's really, really good stuff. And
thank
I'm
you. I guess we also try and well try and make we if something doesn't make the cut, it doesn't get on the album. So nothing annoys me more than, oh, this band just released 15 songs on their new album, but nine of them are good and the rest I've got to sit through the others. And I'd just rather give we would just rather give people 10 great songs and that's it. And see you in 2 years' time. Then, you know, give you 20 songs and half of them are average. So we just try and fill it with we just don't want any fillers in there. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good attitude. I mean, Because people do get bored, like you said, you don't want them looking at their watch and looking at the time and saying, okay, he just did his three songs that I like, and now everything else, but again, with you, it's like song after song. This new album, I mean, again, listening to it over and over again. I mean, when I can memorize words to a song, I know I'm listening to it a lot, and I'm actually memorizing the lyrics to your songs now. So
Oh, good. Well, we've done our job.
you
We
definitely
try to
have.
make it, our phrases try to make the songs as catchy as chlamydia.
Yeah, that's great. I had a question on I know touring. Basically, do you think there's a chance you'll ever get to the US or
Oh, we'd
because
love to get there. Any promoters out there, hit us up. It's just a logistics thing at the moment, and obviously a budget thing. But once we can settle through, get through that, yeah, we'd love to come.
yeah, that'd be
And we'd have
great.
to obviously work with a promoter or an agent over there and book us in shows and so forth. So, but yeah, that's a goal. That's a dream. We'll get there.
Yeah, I think it'll happen. I think your dream's going to come true, Jason. That's excellent.
Our job. We want to get this show out to as many people as possible. That's the whole thing. We want to play to as many people as possible and raise some eyebrows, whether it's good or bad. Not everyone loves what we do. But as long as they can see it and as long as they know about us, we don't mind.
Right,
There's a
sure.
saying, I think they said, it's the Newton's law. With every positive, there's a negative. So if there's a lot of people that don't like us, so that's good because that means there's a lot of people that do.
Right. I mean, I don't think there's a band in the history of music that 100% of the people like.
Yeah, that's right.
So you take your fans, you take the people that appreciate you, and you basically, I think rule number one is playing for yourself and really making sure that you enjoy what you're doing, but also, you're always going to have those fans, and again, you're going to have people, that just don't like your style, don't like your music, and that's okay. You're not there to please everyone, and no one
We
is.
think we can convert them.
If anyone can do it, I think you can. So.
It's funny. Years ago, the people were raving on about Ghosts, and it just didn't work for me. And then I saw them live and went, right, okay, love them now. So
Right.
it's just a matter of, I think, playing live to as many people and converting them over. And we've had critics who bagged us, and then as soon as they saw us live, they're posting, oh, cross on. So what do you do?
Yeah, well, that's the way it was for Kiss. Like I said, I gave you my personal story of I really don't want to sit through this band. I want to see Black Sabbath, and then I almost walked out after Kiss. I was so satisfied with the night of music that I almost walked out on one of my favorite bands. But I stayed because I paid for the ticket, obviously. But
Oh, now that would have been what? That would have been early. That would have been what, 73, 74?
70, exactly 70. I think it was 73. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to give away my age, but yeah, I was a young man, but
Yeah.
they came out and they, those 12,000 people in that arena, they just blew them away. I mean, leaving after the show, that's all you heard was, wow, these guys, I mean, just what a band, what, and the energy again, they at least back then, they definitely cared about how much they gave to their fans, and they just and I see that in you, Jason. I see the energy and the theatrics and you're putting a lot of time into to make some great music, but also the showmanship. I mean, there's a lot of time that goes involved. People that aren't involved in music, they probably think, oh, okay, it's easy. It's not easy. It takes a
Oh
lot. So
Once you get it down, once you get it down and you do your shows and you're tight and the choreography is down, then it flows. So if the crowd's not, if it's a different sort of a crowd, you just go into pilot mode, so to speak. But we've even our new drummer, we have a new drummer who just did our this tour with us, and at the end of it, he went, wow, the costumes and the whole thing, it really makes a difference. I said, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, if you ever get rid of some of those old costumes, let me know. I'm a buyer. I may.
Oh, okay. That's if the moths haven't got to them first.
Well, that's great. Switching gears a little bit, your personal life. I know it. Being a musician, and again, the effort that you put into your music definitely takes a lot of time. And does that affect your family life? Does it?
Oh, only when I'm away. But we do short stints. We don't like go away for months at a time. My kids are actually finishing. My youngest finishes school this year, so that's the intention, is to see, I can now spend more time doing that. And and I also I own a company, so I can't go away too long, because when the cat when the when the cat's away,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I guess now that I'll be able to focus a bit more on doing that and being able to go away a little bit longer, and yeah, I don't think I'll be missed around here.
You'd be surprised. I think you'll be missed. Yeah, I mean, but it's a tough life. Music can be just like I guess any profession that. You're away from home, whether you're an athlete or an actor or anything else. I mean, it does have an effect. I know it in the past it's had an effect on me, and when I was on the road playing, and so it's kind of like, as I've gotten older, I've learned, okay, everything in priorities, I guess, first. But that love for music doesn't go away, or it just doesn't, and it keeps driving you. So
No, absolutely. I mean, that my kids were a lot younger, and then it got to a stage where I went, I've got to start doing this again. And because I had a bit of a break, and they were very young. I mean, I was still making albums, but we just weren't performing. And it was probably was about 6 or 7, 7 or 8 years ago now. I just went, right, now we've got to and put the show together. What I did is I booked shows without a band and without dancers, and which made me get it all together for that. And then that's when the ball started to roll again. So you just got to take that leap of faith. So we'd actually booked these shows, and I didn't have anybody, and went, right, okay, now I've got to get everyone together. So that was the incentive to do that. It gave you the motivation, because you're not going to cancel a show that you've booked.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's it's something. I mean, do you have any upcoming tours? I know you had mentioned you're basically in Australia performing there. How often do you play there? How often are you out on the road?
Australia's a small country, and what we tend to prefer to do is do quality over quantity. So we just did a national tour with Taiketto, and we've done tours with Striper, and so I prefer to hop on an international or a festival tour than play a toilet for the sake of playing a toilet,
Right.
if
Right.
that makes sense.
It does. It definitely does. Yeah.
So, I work with some promoters as well, and I guess you could call it sort of co-promoting, but behind the scenes, so no one knows. So I'll meet up with a promoter and say, let's bring this act out, or let's do this festival. And but I don't want to be known, and we'll work together behind the scenes on that. So I sort of do a bit of that as well, which helps. But yeah,
Well,
it's a tough game promoting. Wow, I think you got more chance going to the casino.
you may be right there. Yeah, it's
Oh my God. People don't understand the expenses involved in bringing artists out, and visas and ground transfer, especially in Australia. We're talking international flights. And because our cities are so far apart, you have to fly. So it's quite grueling as well, because you might do 4 shows in a row. But you also got 4 flights in a row,
Right.
so it's the red eye. You're up at, this. I remember the Glam Fest. Our hotel lobby call was 3:30 a.m. And if you're getting back from the venue at 1, 2, by the
Wow.
time you have your shower, you get like an hour's sleep. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So it's pretty grueling.
That's why you need the gym. That's why you got to keep working out. I mean,
That's it. That's it. And when I'm when we are doing that sort of stuff, I live on vitamin C tablets and black coffee.
right. Yeah. Wow. That's something. Yeah. It's and with social media, it's good and bad at the same time because it gets your name out there. People can get to know you and listen to your music. But I was talking to a friend recently about it, and they're trying to get their name out there a little bit. I said, there is so much stuff out there in social media. People don't have enough time in the day to look at everything, every band that's out there, or every post that's on Facebook or anywhere else. And so it's really difficult. It takes like extra work and special work, I guess, to really get your name out there. And again, in your situation, your case, I mean, I'm just impressed with your music and your show in general. And people should see that. They should, it's getting the information out there to the public and let them decide, right? Like you said, some people they're not going to like your music, others will love it. But it's getting the word out there, and your name out there because you definitely deserve it. I mean, high end energy and everything else for your band. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wish I was a bit more switched on the social media. I mean, I'm okay on the Facebook, but the Instagram, and that's when my kids say, "Well, you're old, So I've got to do a bit more on the Instagram thing. But without social media, I mean, it's we that's how I discover new bands. But you're right. There's back in the day when there back in the day when you bought an album. And or a CD, and you'd sit there, you'd read the lyrics, you'd listen to it, and you'd listen to it over and over again. And nowadays, if someone spins an album, half a dozen times, you're doing well. They're doing well because there's just so much content.
Right. Yeah, it's no doubt about that. That's true. And but keep working at it. You keep working at it, and
Oh, of course we do it because we love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be doing it. That's the whole thing now. And then I've got to focus ahead because, an album takes maybe a year of demoing and writing because I do it all in the evenings and so forth. And then recording, mixing. So we got to work 2 or 3 years ahead. So now it's starting to write for the new one and trying to shake things up a bit, come up with something a bit different.
Well, it's good to. I did read something that every couple of years you change the outfits. Can I call them outfits? And
Yes.
I don't want to call it a costume. I think outfit's a better word for it. But so you're constantly updating and you're updating your music and that's what counts, Jason. It's like there are bands that have been doing the same thing for 20 years and had a hit 20 years ago and they really haven't put anything out and they kind of live off that where, and that's fine. I mean, I still listen to a lot of that music, but it's great to see an artist that comes out, puts the time in, wants to continually improve their performance and their recordings and everything else. And you definitely, you hit it, you hit the mark every time. So,
Well, I think if you feel you're stale, your audience is going to feel you're stale. So, or if you're just going through the routine, they're going to feel it as well. So, and also with outfits, or Kiss used to do that. Yeah, they used to change because you don't want the and a friend of mine who's a manager of a record store said to me, he goes, "Oh, you know what? You have to change your outfits because you don't want the promotional shots looking the same as the last ones." And I went, "That's right."
yeah, that's true.
That's when I bring up the costume designer and say, "Right, we need to shake it up a bit."
Wow.
And even with the makeup, like this time round, our makeup during the video shoot, we were just going to go with our normal makeup. I said, "Look, Ella, we need to check. Can we shake it up?" And she came with a couple of different ideas and went, "Right, we'll go with that one." So, not too much of a difference. You still know it's cross on. You still know it's us.
Right.
But enough to that it doesn't look the same. Yeah.
Even a slight change, people notice. even a slight change. So, but they, it's the same band, same again. Kiss has been around for over 50 years. So, they change from makeup to no makeup, back to makeup, I guess, and back and forth. And that was huge news back then when they took off their faces, more or less. And
Yeah, I remember.
it brought people closer to them to a certain extent. I guess the humanize, I guess, is a word I can use, where it's like, oh, okay, these are real people. They have lives, they have ups and downs, and people associate with that. And I think it just draws the music community closer together. So,
Yeah, it's just part of the journey.
it is. I had one last question for you, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy, but
Okay, all good.
I just wanted to like one of the things that I was thinking about is there anything that you would want your fans to know and hear? Something that you would want to say to your fans?
Oh, well, firstly, thank you for listening. I guess that's the most important thing. And just check us out. Check if you haven't heard us before, go online, check out our videos. We're definitely doing something a bit a very a bit different. And listen to the albums. The idea is that you'll have the songs in your head, and that if that happens, then we've done our job. But no, just thank you so much for having us and for the nice comments and nice words that we receive and messages we receive. That sort of keeps us going, so to speak.
Well, it's again doing a great job, Jason. It's a pleasure to speak with you, I look forward to the future and listening to more and more of your music. And for people listening, definitely check out this band. You will be impressed, and you will instantly become a fan. Most of you, okay, 90%, 90%, right?
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. Well, it's crosson.crosson.com.au, and all our socials are at crosson rock.
Excellent. Jason Crosson, thank you. Great band. Keep it going, brother. And hope to talk to you soon. And I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No solution to my broken heart.
You're listening to Rock at Night.